Well, you know, we're committed to a smooth and collaborative transition between President Obama and President-elect Trump. And we'll do everything that we can in between now and January 20 to make sure that his team has as much information as they need to better understand USDA and FSA programs. We've done a lot of binders and other materials that his team can analyze. We really want to make sure that they're in the same position that we were 8 years ago when President Bush transitioned to President Obama, and I think that we're going to be able to do that.
Dolcini says he's enjoyed working with FSA personnel along with farmers and ranchers across the country.
You know, I've been to 49 states as administrator of the Farm Service Agency. It's really been a great privilege for me to visit with our county office employees in 2,200 locations around the country, as well as the farmers and ranchers that depend on our programs to provide important safety net protections. I think it's made me a more effective administrator, and it's a part of the job that I've enjoyed a lot. So I'm going to continue to work hard in between now and the end of the term to make sure that FSA is doing everything that we can to support farmers and ranchers in the country.